Well, I was really excited about catching up with someone who I considered almost a friend, but showbiz can be fickle.
Come on.
No,
it's
you come on.
It's the dream team. It's the dream breakfast team. We're back together.
Where have you been this morning? Richie goes early at... No, apparently he's really excited. This is the first interview he's doing today.
Richie,
do you know this is the second interview? He's already done another breakfast show. Wouldn't mind if it was daybreak.
I thought it was time we started seeing other people.
Unbelievable.
Is Matt Smith in tomorrow? Seriously, that guy is an amazing Doctor Who.
I'm not quibbling with that.
Well, you're not even speaking at the moment. What's up with you, man? How are you, DJ?
Oh, I'm very all the better for seeing you.
You're back.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're all American and snazzy.
Am I, though?
No,
I've
you
just
are.
Not cut
You've
my hair,
like a,
is all that's happened.
No, the hair's a bit different.
The hair's long, is what
no,
it is.
No, emo.
It's a... Well, is this
you
emo?
Look like you're 21.
See, what do you mean,
doesn't
look
he
like?
Younger? The tan, the stubble. Yeah. What's going on the stubble? Is it a fake one? I didn't know you could grow any kind of facial hair.
Yeah, I've been up at dawn having having each hair individually laid into my face.
You look in rude health.
I'm in rude health, thank you, yes.
Have you been obviously working out in New Mexico?
Sure, me and the gym, you know how... You know.
Wow.
We love a bit of that. Yeah, New Mexico, I've been out there.
What's been going on out there? I know nothing about this, other than got a text last week. I thought you were joking, saying you've been in Mexico with vampires. Yeah, I was like, he's drunk. He's on tough times. He hasn't worked since Doctor Who last year. How sad. But you've been doing this
I've been doing Fright Night.
Which was it's an 80s movie, was
it's
it?
It's a remake of the 80s vampire film, for DreamWorks.
For DreamWorks?
Yeah.
Crikey, big boys now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how long were you in Mexico for?
About 2 months. New Mexico. That's not Mexico.
What was the difference?
Don't embarrass yourself.
Really?
New Mexico's in America. It's a
state. I knew that.
It's one of the states of America.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah, no. I did that deliberately.
For the listeners?
For the younger kids, just to sort of realise geographical mistakes you can easily make.
Yeah.
Now, we spoke to someone this morning called Tara, who you must have seen. She had a TARDIS tattoo done, a 6-inch one. She said she held up an iPad for you.
I know who you're talking about. I met her in the streets of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we spoke to her.
How was she?
She's really well, mate. She's staying up listening like a lot of the DT fangirls all over the world, especially in America now. They're staying up late. They're like a 7-hour time difference, so they can hear you right now.
I'm sorry to have kept you all. I hope it was worth it.
She said she was an extra for 3 days on Fright Night.
Oh, not in any of my scenes.
Oh, look at this, not in any of my scenes.
Oh, I didn't have any extras.
What do you mean? You were just working alone?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. All my scenes are very contained.
What's your character in then? Are you a zombie?
I'm a Las Vegas illusionist.
Oh, this I've got to see.
Yeah.
When's this out?
Yeah. I think it's next Halloween, I think. Or round about then.
Do you mean this Halloween?
No, next October.
What kind of a turnaround is that?
Come on, there's CGI to work on.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're like a kind of Paul Daniels vampire slayer. Is that the pitch? Is that what I said?
Paul Daniels vampire slayer.
Wisbit is now a vampire slayer.
Wisbit vampire killer. That's not a bad idea.
That's the movie to make.
That's a great idea.
Call DreamWorks back and say I've got another one.
Paul Daniels vampire slayer. Let's do it.
With a lesbian Debbie McGee. I'll just leave it out there.
Yeah.
No one said
Let's
anything.
Not comment on
That's
that.
Not even
comment. The lawyers are listening. That could be interesting.
It's got potential. That's what I'm saying, David.
Yeah.
So you're back on British TVs then this weekend. That must be nice to be back.
Sunday night, 9 o'clock, Single Father. Yeah.
Tell us about that. It's a proper kind of drama, isn't it? Thanks for the invite. I got an email here from someone who was at the BAFTA screening this week.
Well, I wasn't at the BAFTA screening.
Oh, where were you?
So I didn't get an invite.
Where were you then?
I was in Albuquerque.
When did you get back?
Oh, about 3 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, someone was there and they said I would be very proud if I'm your dad. They said that you're fantastic for. I saw Single Father at a BAFTA preview. It's an incredibly moving performance and production as a whole. Be very proud, Christian. That's from Nicola in Mansfield.
You have to be very proud. That's nice.
Yeah, I know.
That's nice.
What I've got to you. I think it's a former colleague of mine after you co-hosting last year for three shows.
We were the dream team. Breakfast team.
That you've decided to replace me with someone else this morning.
Where
did you go?
It was just
I can
meaningless.
Guess. The worst place you could go.
It was a meaningless
Did you
flame.
Go to the dark side? Did you go into Jabba Hutt's lair? Have you been there? I can smell donut glaze on you from here.
No,
did
I
you
didn't.
Lend him some money as well? Because he hasn't been paid for a while. Did he tap you up with some cash? You probably asked him. You haven't been paid for a year either. If you just Doctor Who,
you know.
Skin.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Do you really want to know where I've just been? No.
You might as well.
I've just been to the Jolly People down at Hart.
Oh! Yeah. Hart's 106.2.
9.4, whatever it is. Yeah.
What did you do, just so I know what to avoid? There are plenty of fun games?
We did. Well, because I'm doing a thing in the West End for a couple of nights called Celebrity Autobiography. So we did a thing about that.
Yeah, some people said they saw you the other night.
Last night and tonight I'm doing as well.
What's that?
For two nights only. It's this fantastic show. Really simple idea. Where these two American actors started taking bits out of celebrity autobiographies. And of course, you just take them out and read them out loud, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I used to do this as a daily feature on my XFM breakfast show 8 years ago.
Did you?
Well, yes, for a year.
Well, somebody's now making
right, well,
a fortune
I'll be contacting
it,
so. My lawyers. They've turned it into a play.
Yeah.
We used to do it at 6:10 just to do something. There's a play. What, and reading out people's showbiz at most?
And for an actor, it's great. You turn up at 6:00, you give them your script, you go on and you
so
read
who
it.
Have you done,
and they're
who
hysterical.
Have you read out?
I read out a bit of David Cassidy last night. Unbelievable. What you're thinking is, this man, first of all, he wrote this down, yeah. Then he presumably read it back, gave it to a publisher who also read it, and went, no, yeah, we'll publish that, yeah. There's nothing wrong with this strange, tawdry tale of having sex with your co-star and not really fancying her.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I mean, heaven forbid people that have relationships with people they work with, eh, David?
Yeah, imagine that.
And who else have you been this week, David?
I was also one of the members of NSYNC last night.
Justin Timberlake?
No, one of the other ones. JC.
Maggie's off to interview him today.
You're kidding.
I'm deadly serious, yeah.
They're still going?
No, it's not about NSYNC.
Lance Bass.
Now.
Was it Lance Bass? Was it his book?
No, it was JC. Oh. No, all of them. They've written a book called NSYNC Out of Sync.
That's really clever.
It's full of anecdotes about their life. It's brilliant.
Yeah, Maggie, what do you think of this, right? Maggie's going to interview Justin Timberlake today, because obviously we play a lot of his stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm going to drop one
it's
in a minute, as we say.
It's a movie, though.
Yeah, that movie looks great, though. The Facebook film, I really want to see that.
Yeah. And Maggie's Irish auntie is over at the moment, Aunt
You're going
to
take her with you?
No. Well, that's what I said.
No, David.
Oh, take Aunt Mary to Justin.
No, come on.
No, look. If
just because you want JT alone.
Justin.
I've only got
who's
six
that?
Minutes.
Who's that?
That's
in
Justin.
I thought it was David Cassidy.
I've only got 6 minutes in a hotel room. There's only going to be one Doyle
that's
in that
all
hotel room.
Justin
that's
takes
enough for a young lad like that. Once he takes
minutes,
his pants off,
yeah.
It'll be done after him, and
there'll
he can
no
have a go
offing
with Aunt Mary.
There'll be no pants offing.
No, I meant ask her some questions.
You're looking slightly disapproving. You don't like a bit of Justin?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I want all the time with him myself.
You've got lovely and blonde hair, Maggie. When did that happen? Look at you.
Die. Have a can. Can you get that? Sorry, Maggie.
It's a bit unnecessary.
No,
you can see things haven't really changed here, David. I'm still the underdog.
Oh,
I'm still slag dog.
You
we all know who
underdog
wears the trousers
but
here.
Thank you for the hair compliment.
You look lovely, yeah.
Is it blonde?
Yeah.
All right, then you get aggressive. I wouldn't say that was blonde. Sort of a slight taint of ginger or something.
Just because you're reaching for the Grecian 2000. Let's not start.
No, let's not go ahead. What is that young boy side parting you're pointing at the moment? Anna Jones is with me.
That's my Justin Timberlake, Luke.
Right, let's get Maggie's travel on. You've not getting away with this. You need to take your Aunt Mary with you to meet Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. No, Auntie Mary is very busy.
She
today
went out to dinner with her last night, and Aunt Mary thought that she was talking about the Timberland shoes. We need this kind of comedy confusion in the interview.
We don't. I've got my interview set up. I've got the 6 minutes, but there's no more room. There's no more room for Auntie Mary.
Oh, there's always room for Justin to squeeze in Auntie Mary.
Especially with squeezing a little go with Auntie Mary.
Yeah. Easy now. That is my Auntie Mary.
One of the little people.
Is she listening?
She probably is, yes.
Oh, hello, Auntie Mary.
Does she know how to work the older? No, digital radios can be a bit confusing.
Oh, no.
I'm joking. Let's get the travel news, and we'll come back with the young lad who's in the studio today. Barely recognisable.
Hello.
The young boy-like David Tennant. I think you'd get asked for ID.
I did get asked for ID in America.
Did you?
Yeah, they ask everyone for ID in America, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a compliment, isn't it? That's fantastic. What a nice compliment.
To be honest, I just looked fairly witheringly at them. I mean, come on. I'm 100 years old. Stop it.
Once a Time Lord, always a Time Lord. Okay, we're back with David Tennant after this. This is the travel news for the UK now. Maggie Doyle starts to read the newspaper 5 minutes into your interview. Do that with Jamie, did you?
I didn't have time. I was in and out. I don't wait around for them. It was a quick wham bam thank you, man.
You can leave in a minute if there's any more of that.
People will tell you it's prudent to play a waiting game.
From Jolene, Atlanta, staying up late to listen to DT this morning. David Tennant's with us.
Hello, Atlanta.
He's done with another breakfast show. We've got a little bit of time for an old friend. It's 9:30 on Absolute Radio. So listen, you know, a year ago then, yeah, you must have been doing your last bit of filming as Doctor Who.
Well, I'd done the last bit of filming, yeah. But I was just doing the rounds.
Hang on, I'm going to have to move because I'm looking at you and there's a great big mic standing away.
Why don't I do that? There you go.
Now, is that right for our camera angles?
Perfect. Oh, yeah. You see, yeah, it's a multimedia experience here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've got the cameras, we've got the setup.
Are we twittering as we speak?
Of course we are. You're trending.
I'm delighted about that.
Do you know what that means?
Not a clue.
No, no, this is good news. What it is all the kind of conversations that happen around the world on Twitter, the top 10 most popular ones from the top 10 most popular words and key phrases that are being said,
right.
They have like a top 10 thing. So you get a snapshot of what this country, all the world, is talking about on Twitter.
Wow.
You're in the top 10.
Are you in share? Have you got shares in Twitter? That was very,
you
very
know how I
concisely
sold that to
put. Yeah.
You and Desmond Tutu.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
I see myself very
and
much
one
in the
of the people
bracket.
That got kicked out of X Factor as well at the weekend.
Brilliant.
And then another thing curiously called text that led to sex. That's the country at the moment in a snapshot, David.
Am I linked to any? I mean,
you tell me.
I don't know.
Hey?
I don't understand.
Yeah,
this.
When that sonic screwdriver needs recharging, we'll just leave it there.
Sure.
So listen, a year on,
yeah,
okay, you've been very busy.
Yeah,
you know, we'll talk about what you've been up to, but have there been any moments seriously when you thought, crikey, did I make a mistake leaving Doctor Who?
Do you know what, there haven't been, because it still stays with you. Do you know, I'm still aware that people still love the show and it's still showing on BBC3 and in various other places around the world, so it's still very much part of my life. But I think it was the right time to move on, and it's been great to see the show go from strength to strength, you know, without me, and being able to watch it again.
Do you watch the new guy?
Of course, yeah. I
angrily?
Loved it. No.
Come on.
No,
I know you act as alike.
No.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Loved a bit of fly on the wall when you're chucking stuff at the screen.
No, because I didn't know what was going to happen next, so I was enjoying myself.
Oh, really? Because I've not seen much of the new guy do it, but then people say he's a pretty good Doctor Who as well.
Very good. Yeah, excellent.
Oh, that's hard for you to say, isn't it? Did you see that? Barely opened his mouth as he said it. He was snarling.
He's
snarling, dear listeners, as he said it.
He's a fantastic doctor.
Yeah, no, I hear he's very good. So this Sunday, right, am I going to be okay to tune in? Because, you know, when you become a dad, okay, you know, your biggest fear is anything happening to you or your missus and you're not being able to look after your two little kiddies or your children. So this is a sad story. I don't want to give any spoilers away. What can you tell us about Single Father?
It is a sad... Well, I mean, the clue's in the title. It's about a very happy family and then, unfortunately, Rita, my character's wife, gets killed.
Not on a Sunday night, mate. Come on.
I'm afraid so. But it's not...
Whereabouts in it? In the first half an hour, so I know when to go out and have a toilet break and then come back in, and at least that bit has been dealt with. It's just you.
Yeah, it happens about 20 minutes in, I guess, she probably...
What, the first part?
Yeah.
So it's all...
Well, it's called Single Father, that's what it's about.
Yeah, I know, but kind of ease you into it. Maybe at 9:45 that happens. Not at 9:20.
But honestly, it's very unsentimental about it, and it manages to just... Obviously, it's deeply sad.
What happens to her? Are we allowed to know that, or is that...
It's a motor accident, yeah.
Oh, David, honestly, you're crushing me this morning.
Yeah, but it's...
Tastefully done, the motor accident.
Oh, well...
Artfully done.
That's a ridiculous thing to say because it's so tragic, but it is very tasteful. It's kind of a beautiful story, and if you've got kids, or you've ever been a kid, there's something...
A lot of people have been a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
That says it right for the New Mexico pop at me, if you've ever been a kid. Yeah, I think that's some of our audience, now you mention it.
I was just...
Sure.
I was demonstrating the universality of the piece.
No, exactly.
Thank you, Christian.
You put it in a great context for us there, if you've ever been a kid.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm saying it'll work for everybody.
Of course it will, especially those who have once been children.
Exactly.
Former children.
Which I think includes most of your audience, not all.
And so, then what happens? Because it's a big production. This is a four-part. BBC One Sunday night.
Yeah.
So then the story...
Well, then it's about Dave, my character Dave. They named it that.
Don't like his name.
No. Yeah.
Dave, are you sure? The writers couldn't come up with anything out. He's called Dave. They just took your I and the D off. That'd do. Send it to him. He's not Doctor anymore. He's got no other work. He's doing some vampire thing. Just call it Dave. Dave. All right, Treacle, I'm Dave. And what is he, like a car? Is he a car salesman?
No, he's a photographer.
Called Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about him left with four kids and trying to cope with it. Yeah, but the kids are amazing in it.
Yeah.
The kids themselves are just
Because that's really important casting. Because
really important. I was quite terrified. Yeah. When you read the script, you think they're in every scene. They're central to every scene. This could be very difficult.
Because if they don't get it right, some child actors, and it's a really tough gig.
Yeah.
Especially if they've not been children before. Some of them, you know, it must be very hard for them to play that character as a child.
Some child actors are still children at the time, which helps them access that.
I just thought they got dwarfs to put them in school
uniforms.
Sometimes
they do, but we didn't go that way with this.
You should have. You made a mistake.
Yeah.
But sometimes they can be really irritating and unbelievable. Because obviously it's very, very hard to be a believable child actor.
Yeah. Now, I think they work very hard because these kids are so central to the story. They work.
But surely because you must have had to spend a lot of time with them to...
Yeah.
...to realise how hard that would be to be a single... I mean, it's tough being a single mum.
Yeah.
But then it's hard for being a single dad as well.
Yeah, well, exactly, especially with four of them. Yeah.
Well, especially this week with what Cameron's done. Hmm? The jackboot's come down here, David. Welcome back.
Listen, you know, don't get me started on Cameron. He's your mate, isn't he? Doesn't he comes in and hangs out with you in the studio?
No, he did an interview last year, okay? Like I interviewed a lot of people. I interviewed Tony Blair a couple of years ago.
Wait, has Ed Miliband been on? No, he hasn't, has he?
No, because he probably put us all into a deep coma. And I've got to be honest, I don't think I'm top 10 of his list of interviews to do once he announces the shadow cabinet today. He's not going to go, get me to O'Connell tomorrow morning, just after he does Stump the Show. I need to be in there. Okay. But I'd love to have Ed Miliband in it.
Well, anyway, I'm sure you will.
So you got the four kids.
Yeah, and I also have a grown-up daughter. I played my first grandfather, Christian. I have a grown-up daughter in the show who has a little toddler, so I'm now... And of course, I was trying to rationalise this, but the character is exactly the same age as me. It's all possible. I have now reached middle age. That's it.
And this is all in the first hour.
This is all in the first hour.
There's a lot going on Sunday night for me to take in, to be honest. We're going to bed. Okay, so, and then what happens? Are we allowed to talk about what happens in the next couple of weeks?
Well, the wife's best friend, Saran Jones.
I see what attracted you to the role.
I think in grief, people deal with it in very complicated emotional ways.
Dirty little man.
It's the script.
Oh, come on. I bet you were like, I think it'd be better if I start to have really sort of a lot of sex with her best mate.
Listen. Whatever you might think, filming a sex scene is never an erotic, charged experience. Not that Saran isn't lovely.
Oh, she's going to be really grateful when this gets into the Daily Mail tomorrow, going feeling sexy.
No, Saran is... I wouldn't wish to be doing it with anyone else. What am I saying?
Your girlfriend is probably listening to this as well. You're in a quandary. Get out of it yourself.
Play a record.
No.
Oh, no, it's those scenes are never... They're always a little bit embarrassing to do.
Look, imagine you've got a load of cameramen and grips and stuff like that. And you and your speedos or whatever's going on.
There's a bit in this, for plot reasons which I won't go into, and actually I don't think made the final cut, but there was a whole sequence where they're going, no, sorry, we can't see your arse. Sorry, go again.
You're joking.
We've got to see his... Can I say that word?
Well, you have.
Yeah, I'll say it. We've got to have to go again. We can't see his arse. Well, come on, once more.
Hang on a minute. You said earlier on we couldn't see her arse. Whose arse did they want to see?
No, it's mine.
Yours?
It's mine, yeah.
You have it in your contract. You have to get your arse out on all new work since you left Doctor Who.
I haven't seen the final cut, but I don't think it's made the final
cut. So when they bring out the director's cut, it's going to go now with added David Tennant backside.
Now with arse.
All right, we've got to get an ad break. We'll come back with more with David Tennant. Please could you get your guest this morning, David Tennant, to give a shout out to the absolute DT fangirls. They're having these are American ladies who have stayed up very late all over East and West Coast.
Right.
And Midwest America, staying up to listen to you on the show
today. Oh, thank you, the DT fangirls on East and West Coast. Much appreciated. You should probably go to bed now, honestly. We're not going to see anything else interesting in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, I don't know the way you've been going this morning. I've got a great email here from Ide Gotterfried, another one of the DT girls from Chicago, actually.
Okay.
What was it like? David went to the... I saw him at the red carpet at the Emmy Awards.
Mm.
How was that? That must be terrifying.
Well, it wasn't terrifying for me, because nobody had a clue who I was.
Or?
It was fine. I was just... No, I can't... Well,
Usher.
I went with the BBC America lot, because I was in LA that weekend, and they went, go to the Emmys. I went, yeah, let's go to the Emmys, why not? And then, of course, you get there, and then there's two channels. There's the channel for the norms, and the channel for the TV people.
That's harsh.
And I got
Which
put
one
down
you
the channel for the TV people, and I'm thinking, come on. Please don't make me do this, because I'm in a... Honestly, I'm lost here. I got pushed out of the way by... I don't know what axe is, something or other.
E, we were
like Piers Morgan. Oh, it was the low moment in life.
That is a low thing in life, isn't yeah. it?
Excuse me, can you move out of the way? Piers Morgan's coming.
Morgan is here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Yeah.
What was David's reaction the first time he saw himself in a full-length mirror dressed in his costume as Peter Vincent the Magician? Is this from
This is from Fright Night, yeah. Well, it's all quite snug. It's some quite...
Did they use some padding down there?
It's... Steady on.
Oh, sorry.
No, but it's all my own work.
You're still living on those all lies my of own David work. Teninch. Come on. Constantly spreading those lies and myths.
I was sewn into that costume for many hours.
Really?
And, yeah. It was snug.
And so what are you? Are you like the crusading hero in it?
Not really. I'm this Las Vegas illusionist who's also a vampire expert.
Did you have to do the accent?
No, he's a Brit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you did like a British kind of the old Motley Cockney tenant thing.
Exactly.
Poor blimey misses. Piff, paff, pow. It's like a Jonathan Rostam magician.
Not quite like that. I mean, inspired, obviously, by you. So he's a kind of reluctant hero. So the high school hero of the movie, played by Anton Yelchin, comes to find Peter Vincent. And,
now, what's happened with you in America, okay? Because obviously we all hoped and thought you would be making America, and obviously you're doing big movies at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's a very tough game to crack over there. There's lots of big networks. It's like swim with sharks, and also very talented people don't get the right breaks, and it can be just due to timing and scripts.
Sure.
So what's happened with Rex is Not My Lawyer?
That was a pilot I did last year. That's not going to go. That's come and gone, like many pilots do.
Was it good fun making it, though?
Oh,
did you
great,
think,
yeah.
I hope this happens and it'd be good fun to work
did.
Out here?
But I was. I mean, obviously, it would have been a wonderful thing to get offered, but it didn't work out, so I did a film for DreamWorks instead. I think that was sort of, I think it was all right in the end.
And so what would you like, did you hope to sort of do more work back here now? Is this home for you, or flip-flop between the two?
Yeah, I'll just go wherever they want me, to be honest.
So what have you got coming up next? You've got two movies at the moment. Please tell me about Decoy Bride. We had to jump on. I didn't know you'd make something called Decoy Bride. So Richie went on IMDb.
Yeah.
Please tell the audience about the pitch. I love this for Decoy Bride. This sounds like one of my Doc Hollywood movies. So you're the Decoy Bride, isn't it?
No.
Oh, why are you?
I'm a novelist who the biggest star in Hollywood.
Called Dave.
No, called James.
Oh,
I'm very versatile.
Versatile. The range in you.
I have a slightly different hairstyle and a different suit. Although I do have the same accent. I play this novelist called James, who the biggest star in Hollywood has fallen in love with, and they're going to get married. But because she's the biggest star in Hollywood, they're being chased around the world by the Paps.
Sure.
So in a bid to escape them and to get married in private, they go to this remote Scottish island.
I love this. This is great.
And they enlist a local girl to be a decoy
and
bride.
And that's you as well.
No.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I'm also being deluded by the management team of my future wife because I can't be trusted, you see. It all makes sense when you see it. And
so
of course, it's
a fun rom-com?
Of course it is, yeah. And inevitably, me and the decoy bride end up...
falling in love and marrying.
Well, you know, it's a rom-com, so it wouldn't be a stretch to imagine it's something like that.
Oh, but that was great fun,
It was
though.
Really good fun. And Kelly MacDonald, who is the decoy bride, is just fantastic.
Yeah,
and
that must be hard work.
Yeah, and Alice Eve, who's the Hollywood star, brilliant. And we had Michael Urie from Ugly Betty playing her manager, who's hysterical. So it was a really great bunch of people. Yeah.
And so next year, so people could see this Sunday, BBC One, 9 o'clock.
Single
next
father,
four
yes.
4 weeks.
Yes, indeed.
Which you seem really pleased with. You seem really,
really
proud.
Really, really proud of it. Yeah, I really am.
Because that'll be the first thing that people have seen you outside of Doctor Who on the BBC.
Did they not see St. Trinians too?
You look in a bargain bin, I think they're fine. No,
it's a big hit.
Guys, a huge hit.
Made a lot of money.
Oh, where was that in the Oscars? How could that dodge the nominations?
Listen,
who do I complain to?
Who do you complain to? Yes. Let's get on to that straight away.
About what? What have you got to complain about?
It was a great movie.
Yeah,
it should have been recognised.
Fine work.
It was.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, apart from the billions that must have seen that, there's a couple of people we left over, not many, who are looking forward to seeing you back outside of Doctor Who, your first big thing back on BBC
One. I think it's the first
One.
Thing I've done on the BBC, and it's very different from Doctor Who, but it's the BBC, it's proper quality drama, the sort of thing that, you know, we'll miss if they take away the licence fee.
There he is!
You see?
Pinko DT's going off the line, I like it. Millerman's going to be calling you later on to give you a job in his shadow.
I haven't heard from him.
All right, we're going to play one last song, then we'll come back with David Tennant. Around. Amy McDonald, Love Love on Absolute Radio. Well, that's it for us today.
No, oh, it's been all too quick.
Don't lie.
It has.
It just hasn't gone. Hey! How's about this then?
Yeah.
Are you back in that you know where this is going? He already knows. Suddenly you're going to regret saying, this is all too quick.
It
so
is.
You are now back till Christmas, you told me.
I am.
So what are you up to maybe one morning between now and the end of the year?
Oh, come on, let's do it.
Yeah, you're back.
Come on, it's the Dream Team.
The Dream Team are going to ride again. So you're going to come and do the show?
I'd love to.
Properly from six again like you did last time?
I'm no slacker, I'll be there.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, that's great news. Right, you could see David Tennant. He's on BBC One this Sunday night and BBC One High Definition as well.
Oh, are we? Are we in High Definition? Very good.
Yeah, according to Radio Times, where I get all my interview prep from. At 9 o'clock this Sunday, it's a four-parter. And, of course, check out St. Trinian's as well.
Yes, still available on DVD.
Yeah, well, yes, and probably Betamax as well. And what?
Blu-ray. You can get a Blu-ray.
Yeah, no, I'm all right, thanks. And also next year, Decoy Pride. And what's the vampire?
Fright Night.
Fright Night.
Fright Night.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming in, TT. We filmed today's interview so you can see the young boyish fop that is now... I don't recognise you from last year. You have been Americanized.
I've just grown my hair. And that's I've done.
Have you had work done?
I wish.
He has had... Do you not, Richie, do you not think he's had work done as well?
There's definitely something around the jaw.
Yeah.
Something
he has.
Around the jaw?
Yeah, you've had implants.